Warning, the following program may contain language and concepts that might disgust you or challenge your sensibilities. Please enjoy the show.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
If you start to feel strange, grab a hold of your neighbor and kindly beat the shit out of him.
Watching my TV, checking out the news, I tell my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to pray every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watch them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing around. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it. Cause baby, I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it. And all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know, I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt. From checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt. Before the guys on channel so-and-so and further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell. Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These times to hear something would say, he wants to go and do you in, cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. To sit around at home and watch this thing begin, but I'll bet there won't be many live to see it really end. Cause the fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart, and in the eyes of all these people. Don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more than to watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
You know that five in every four just won't amount to nothing more. Gonna watch the rats go cross the floor and make up songs about being poor. Yeah, it's been a rough week. It's been a very rough week. I hate to be pessimistic, but I think we're in for a little bit of a rough time here. That was Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Frank wrote Trouble Every Day back in 1965 during the Watts riots. It's amazing how that song just fits like a glove in 2016. Doesn't it? Astonishing. I'm Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. We're going to have a lot more to say and a lot more music to hear about these events. That's just the kind of guy I am. What can I tell you? First, however, we're going to get in the right mood for life in general. I just came back from Detroit City, so I think it's about time for some Suzy Quatro here on GetThePointRadio.com, America's true pop culture channel.
Oh! fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt like strap around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Joan. That was Joan Jett, along with Dave Grohl, who's just about everywhere these days. Not bad. Not bad. And, of course, that was Cherry Bomb. Before that, we had Susie and the Banshees, Happy House. Before that, the Chipmunks version of In a Gata Da Vida. Before that, Tracy Chapman, Fast Car. Before that, Can't Get Enough Zappa. That was Dweezil Zappa doing his father's My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama. And we opened with Susie Quattro, All Shook Up. And we're all shook up. You know, we're going to be doing this for about an hour. Most all of it's music. I'll have some prattle at the end, I'm sure, because I always do. But I really can't equal the words said last week on The Daily Show by host Trevor Noah. Very sincere segment. His viewpoint is really interesting because he's from South Africa. He's really only been in the States for a couple years. It's an interesting point of view. And what he said was, it seems that in America, you can either be pro-black or pro-cop. And that's ridiculous. You can be pro-black and pro-cop. Problem is, some police, like New York's retired commissioner, and some of the union leaders, the police union leaders, I'm sorry to say, get into a petulant frenzy if you criticize any of the police. Any criticism affects them all. It affects their morale. Blow me. These guys are tough. These women are tough. I know more than a few. I have known more than a few. So don't give me that shit. That's just absolute bullshit. Some cops are loony, and they're shooting people, and they're killing black guys left and right. We've seen it on tape. And that's wrong, and it has to be stopped. It's just that simple. That's not a criticism of all of the police. That's a criticism of a few lunatics. Now, I think the rest of the police do have a little responsibility here, because in some cases, many cases, they cover for these guys. You know, we all saw Serpico. We understand all that. We get it. They're killing black guys who pose no threat when they're pinned to the ground and being shot at to death. We can't stop that unless we talk about it. And if we talk about it, then you're perceived as anti-police. Not anti-police. I am anti-murder. You'd think that the police would be too, and almost all of them are, as long as their back is covered. I get that, but let's get these murderers out. Just that simple. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers are going to give us some words that I think were written by Steve Stills, if I'm not mistaken. We'll be hearing from Steve a little later on, and we're going to be hearing a lot about this, I think, in the best way possible. We're going to hear music, much of which you're familiar with. Maybe not these versions, though. Tom's going to pick it up in 8.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
There's a man with a gun over there. I'm telling me, I've got to be aware. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody, what's going down? This battle line
syndrome. And nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody lift, what's going down?
She says, on these streets, Charles, you've got to understand the rules. If an officer stops you, promise me you'll always be polite, and that you'll never, ever run away. Promise Mama you'll keep your hands inside. Is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life. It ain't no secret. It ain't no secret, no secret, my friend. You can get killed just for living in your American skin. My boots caked with this mud. We're baptized in these waters and in each other's blood. Is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life. It ain't no secret. No secret, my friend. You can get killed just for living in. You can get killed just for living in. You can get killed just for living in your American skin. 41 shots. 41 shots. 41
shots. Thank you. Thank you. Concentration mode over the camp in the valley. Concentration mode.
Hi, boys and girls, I'm Jimmy Carl Black, and I'm the Indian of the group.
Concentration mode over the camp in the valley. Concentration mode. Wish I was back in the alley with all of my friends still running free. Growing out every hole in me. American way, threaten my eyes.
like a few creeps away in a bus. American way, prisoner lock. Smash every creep in the face with a rock. Don't cry, gotta go bye-bye. Suddenly die. Cop kill a creep. Pow.
Come get out of the way, boy. Quick, get out of the way. You'd better watch what you say, boy. Better watch what you say. We've rammed in your harbor and tied to your port, and our pistols are hungry and our tempers are short. So bring your daughters around to the fort, 'cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. We pick and choose as we please, boys. Pick and choose as we please. You'd best get down on your knees, boys. Best get down on your knees. We're hairy and horny and ready to shack, and we don't care if you're yellow or black. Just take off your clothes and lay down on your back. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Our boots are needing a shine, boys. Boots are needing a shine. But our Coca-Cola is fine, boys. Coca-Cola is fine. We've got to protect all our citizens fair, so we'll send a battalion for everyone there. And maybe we'll leave in a couple of years. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And dump the reds in a pile, boys. Dump the reds in a pile. You'd better wipe off that smile, boys. Better wipe off that smile. We'll spit through the streets of the cities we wreck, and we'll find you a leader that you can elect. Those treaties we signed were a pain in the neck. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And clean the Johns with a rag, boys. Clean the Johns with a rag. If you like, you can use your flag, boys. If you like, you can use your flag. We've got too much money, we're looking for toys. And guns will be guns, and boys will be boys. But we'll gladly pay for all we destroy. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Please stay off of the grass, boys. Please stay off of the grass. Here's a kick in the ass, boys. Here's a kick in the ass. We'll smash down your doors. We don't bother to knock. We've done it before, so why all the shock? We're the biggest and the toughest kids on the block. And we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And when we butchered your sons, boys, when we butchered your sons, have a stick of our gum, boys. Have a stick of our bubble gum. We own half the world, oh say can you see? And the name for our profits is democracy. So like it or not, you will have to be free. 'Cause we're the cops. cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world.
Thank you. spend the night with us. Yes.
Different views of America's greatest problem. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers opened with For What It's Worth. Bruce Springsteen and Elvis Costello teamed up for American Skin, followed by The Return of the Mothers of Invention, Concentration Moon, Phil Oakes, the late great Phil Oakes, Cops of the World, and the Rolling Stones closed with Street Fightin' Man. A lot of music to choose from when you want to offer different perspectives. As I mentioned at the outset, some of this music goes back a half century, and you can go back well before then to find these same themes. There's nothing new about this. You know, people are criticizing the Chicago police for the high crime rate, high murder rate in that city. That's an endemic problem. That's a problem that goes back 110 years. I can cite chapter and verse. Hasn't been dealt with. It's been dealt with a little bit here and there, but it grows back. Use that as an example. And raise your voice and let yourself be heard. Jefferson Airplane are about to do that in six.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
Yeah, we'll do a tune called Jackson Can't Blues.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the camp. I guess you all know why we're here. My name is Tommy, and I became aware this year. If you want to follow me, you've got to play pinball. And put in your earplugs, put on your eye shades, you know where to put the cork. Hey, you getting drunk? So sorry, I've got you sussed. Hey, you smoking Mother Nature? This is a bust. Hey, hung up old Mr. Normal, don't try to gain my trust. 'Cause you ain't gonna follow me any of those ways, although you think you must. Take it, never did and never will. We're not gonna take it, gonna break it, gonna shake it. Let's forget it, better still. Now you can hear me, your ears are truly sealed. You can't speak either, 'cause your mouth is filled. You can't see nothing, and pinball completes the scene. Here comes Uncle Ernie to guide you to your very own machine. We're not gonna take it. 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 Never did and never will. Don't want no religion, and as far as we can tell, we ain't gonna take you. Never did and never will. We're not gonna take you. We forsake you, gonna rape you, let's forget you better still. We forsake you, gonna rape you, let's forget you. See the millions on.
story. Listening to you, I get the music. Gazing at you, I get the heat. Following you, I climb the mountain. I get excitement at your feet. Right behind you, I see the millions. On you, I see the glory. From you, I get opinions. From you, I get the story. Listening to you, I get the music. Gazing at you, I get the heat. Following you, I climb the mountain. I get excitement at your feet. Right behind you, I see the millions. On you, I see the glory.
From the top, the Jefferson Airplane, Crown of Creation, the Steve Miller Band, the Jackson Kent Blues, Patti Smith, People Have the Power. And don't forget that. It's the absolute truth. Whether we choose to use it and how we choose to use it, I'll speak to that a little later on. The Who closed the set with We're Not Gonna Take It, and I'll tell you something. If you look back at the track record, particularly recently of Oppressed Peoples, we don't. Of course, we've got The Clash starting up the third and final set of our musical polemic in six.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
This is a public service announcement with guitar! We'll be right back.
Quickly send a nice friendly message to the Fraternal Order of Police in Philadelphia. There's something nice and friendly. There's something nice and friendly. It goes a little something like this.
Fuck the police! Straight out the underground, a young nigga got his bad cause I'm brown. And I'm the undercover, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a poor motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Fuck it with me, cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Climb my car, bring the very bottom. Selling our product. straight out the underground. A young nigga got his bad cuts on crack. And of all the brothers some police think they had the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one. For a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We could go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Fuck it with me, cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold in a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Selling narcotics, new attitude, being a pin, living in a rental, chilling in a pencil. My feels out of shape, and when I'm finished, bring the yellow tape. Come on the scene of the slaughter, golden swollen, bread and water. I don't know, facts or what, touch a nigga down, rapping it nuts. And on the other hand, don't a gun that can't get none, but don't let it be a black and a white one. Down to the streets of black police showing out for the white cop. And brother will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause we in Washington, D.C. Black police are afraid of me. Word, walk on the warpath. I'm gonna finish and be a bloodbath. All cops dying in L.A. Hey, yo, we got something to say. Fuck the police.
Power to the people! Power to the people!
The Clash gave us the best advice of the bunch. Know your rights. If you don't know them, you can't use them. If you don't use them, you ain't got them. From there, Cosby steals the snatch and runs. Ohio. Yeah, I know. I'm not going to let that bastard get off the hook, no matter what, no matter what the circumstances. That lying, hypocritical rapist.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse followed with Some Unholy War. That was the acoustic version. From there, we went to Rage Against the Machine. Fuck the police. A lot of people with that attitude understand where they're coming from. The police don't seem to, or at least some of them don't seem to. And speaking of Tom Morello, he closed with the New York Freedom Choir, Power to the People, and that is where the power should lie. It won't unless you use it. It won't unless you know it. And that's what you can do. Know your rights. Know the power that you have. Correct things. Speak out. Tell your friends. Yeah, we got an election coming up. I don't know in the long run how much good that's going to do, but you vote for the wrong guy, and I think it's going to do a lot of bad. I think that these issues are going to, in part, be addressed at the ballot box this November. Make sure you're registered. Make sure you've got whatever bullshit ID those bastards want from you, and go out and vote. It is your obligation as a citizen. All right, and now for something completely different. The roots of rap were in part, the talking blues. Comes from the blues, comes from folk. It's all American roots music to me, and we're going to start off our last set tonight with Mr. Willie Dixon.
This is a
Talking Green Beret, New Super Yellow, Hydraulic Banana, Teeny Bopper Blues. Dedicated to people listening to AM radio. I've been listening to my radio 20 years or so. I heard a lot of singing stars come and go. There were the Beatles, Bo Diddley, Fats Domino, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Nancy Sinatra, and a whole load of other just fantastically talented people. Now the other day it was cold and wet, and I was riding around in Daddy's Corvette, and I heard the DJ say, "You bet, here's the Ballad of the Green Berets." Dug it. It had a good beat. It was easy to dance to. I gave it about a 73. Parking on in the house to watch Dick Clark, and I got there in time to hear Dick say, "Here's the Ballad of the Green Beret." Nobody was dancing. Marching around the floor waving flags. Eating apple pie. Reading pictures of their mom. Kind of a North Vietnamese boogaloo. I was reading the paper the very next day, see what Spiro Agnew had to say. Said, "If you don't dig the Ballad of the Green Beret, well, there's all one thing I can say, you must long-haired, dope-smoking avatar reading, living in the common, unwashed, hippie Marxist." I wrote him a letter. It said, "Dear Spiro, I dug it. Had a good beat. It was easy to dance to. I gave it about a 73. Same as your IQ. Asked the man there for a record contract. Said, "You gotta sing patriotic songs. Your bomber sang a blowin' in the wind, and we shall overcome." He said, "Hey man, those aren't patriotic. Don't you want your songs to be popular?" I said, "Sure." So I lit up another cigar and said, "Well, kid, you gotta write records people can march to, you know. Nobody's gonna buy records that can't march to them." I said, "Oh yeah, what in hell were they doing in Chicago, friend?" I gave up trying to be a star, figured I'll probably never get too far, so I called my girl up today, said I'm gonna go join the Green Beret, be a big star. Gave me a 12-string rifle, 32 caliber auto hard. Little short fat man with stripes on his shoulder and a Girl Scout beanie on his head said, "Come here, boy. How to kill."
is called Talking John Birch Paranoid Blues. It's a fictitious story. When I was feeling sad and kind of blue, I didn't know what I was gonna do. The communists were coming around, they were in the air, they were on the ground, they were all over. Most hurriedly and joined the John Birch Society. I got me a secret membership card, went back to my backyard, and started looking on the sidewalk, beneath a rose bush. Well, I was looking everywhere for them gold darn reds. I got up in the morning, looked under my bed, looked behind the kitchen, behind the door, even tore loose the kitchen floor. I couldn't find any. I looked beneath the sofa, beneath the chair, looking for them reds everywhere. I looked way up my chimney hole, even deep down inside my toilet bowl. They got away. I heard some footsteps by the front porch door, so I grabbed my shotgun from the floor. I snuck around the house with a huff and a hiss, saying, "Hands up, you communist!" It was the mailman. He punched me out. Well, I quit my job so I could work alone. I got a magnifying glass like Sherlock Holmes. Following some clues from my detective bag, I discovered there was red stripes on the American flag. Did you know about Betsy Ross? Well, I was sitting home alone and I started to sweat. I figured they was in my television set. I peeked behind the picture frame and got a shock from my feet that hit my brain. Them reds did it. The ones on Hootenanny. Well, I finally started thinking straight when I ran out of things to investigate. I couldn't imagine doing anything else, and now I'm home investigating myself. I don't find out too much. Good God. Cares.
Ah, little Bobby Dylan. He was so cute when he was a kid, wasn't he? That was Talking John Birch Paranoid Blues. Before that, Jamie Brockett talking Green Beret, New Super Yellow, Hydraulic Banana, Teeny Bopper Blues. And we opened with Willie Dixon's Walkin' the Blues. I had more for that set. I babble. I just babble like a brook. It's time for me to remind you that we shall return next week. Same batshit time, same batshit channel. I am Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine on GetThePointRadio.com. Glad you were here. Don't be scared. we're not alone. Longtime listeners to the point, I am sure, remember Ms. Brandy Howelman. I've referred to her a couple of times lately. Wonderful woman. She did a great show. I wish she could continue it, but hey, only got so much time in the world. I went with her and her lovely and charming and tall husband, Glenn, to B.B. King's on Times Square last weekend on the 4th of July to see Papa Chubby. And he turned on an absolutely magnificent performance, as one would expect. And he closed, well, actually he closed with a boogie, but right, he segued into that with what he said was his favorite Robert Johnson tune. That shows you that he and I have something serious in common, because it's mine as well. Everybody has covered it. I'll bet you're most familiar with the Rolling Stones version. Papa Chubby just simply killed. And I'm going to play you a live version of it from one of his albums right now. It's what's going to take us all the way home and then some. It's called Love in Vain. See you next week, folks.
Come on, everybody. Well, I followed her to the station. Suitcase in my hand. Followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Hard to tell, hard to tell. Thank you. I followed her to the station. Suitcase in my hand. Followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. It's hard to tell, hard to tell.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
I'll stay a week or two, I'll stay the summer through, but I am telling you, I must be away.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine. Get the point.